The attack on men and boys in education begins here. And make no mistake, this is a conscious and deliberate attack on males, not some unfortunate set of circumstances.
So, a book for Jake.
For him to read?
Read? He's only two.
Well, of course. And he's a boy.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, let's put it this way. We have an Alpha Plus reading club here at the library.
Yes?
And there aren't any boys in it.
Oh.
Boys are falling further and further behind at every level. In the meantime, psychologists at London Zoo have taught a female gorilla to count.
Do you hear that, Jakey? You're about to be overtaken by girl gorillas.
Certainly beginning to look that way.
Are boys currently underachieving in education?
I think generally trends would indicate that girls tend to perform at a higher level than boys, and that's been paradoxically the case for the last 20 or so years. So generally speaking, if you make a generalisation, yes, that's absolutely true.
Do you know any reasons for this?
I think largely it could have a lot to do with the kind of curriculum that historically we might have offered boys. So I think by tuning in what boys are particularly interested in and ensuring that the kind of curriculum that the boys are being offered is appropriate to their needs. So, for example, boys tend to have a technological, often a technological slant towards learning. So you provide them with the opportunity within that sphere to be successful. If you offer boys the kind of scenario where you just want them to write a story, most boys will actually turn off on that one. But if you ask them, for example, to write a kind of scenario where you wanted them to use a different set of, let's say, technical skills, for example, and then you're asking them to sort of make inferences and references, and they can draw upon experiences that are appropriate to their level of understanding and interest, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be on the same level pegging as girls.
So even though it's well known what kind of educational content appeals to boys compared with girls, the curriculum is deliberately designed to be relatively uninteresting to boys.
Girls will do it as part of the course, but the boys actually will sort of, you know, turn off from a very early stage and say, well, actually, this isn't relevant to me. I'm not even going to bother even trying.
Most of the reasons why they're underachieving is that the syllabus hasn't been designed for them. The syllabus and the curricula have been designed to cater mainly for female children. And that is, one can see that in so many areas. And if you talk to boys about what they like and dislike about school, one of the things that they dislike the most is having to deal with the wishy-washy, empathising kind of material that they're expected to deal with. And as I understand it, history lessons at school and geography lessons, there's much more emphasis these days on feelings than on facts. Our educational system is completely tailored towards females, for a start. Almost everything that has benefited boys education has been thrown out of the curriculum on the grounds that it discriminates against the girls. And the result is that boys are doing badly in their education at all levels, right from the start, from right through to university.
Girls develop at a different rate than boys. They're more developed, physically developed, when they're born, and it takes boys a little while to catch up. And yet we put them both into school at exactly the same time, and we expect them to do exactly the same things. And quite often we're expecting, in an education system that's female dominated, we're expecting boys who are lagging behind physically and mentally to do exactly the same as girls, and then being taught by women whose thought processes work the same way as the girls that they teach, so the boys tend to fail.
The interests of males in the world of education are very different from those from females. They like different reading materials, their approach to teaching subjects is different. There is some indication that females look at the work that they have to do with different parts of their brain. And so it's very important that the teachers are able to connect with the children they teach. And females simply cannot do that to the same level with male children as can males.
Schools have been steered by government to design classroom activities that are guaranteed to make boys bored, agitated, and above all, uninterested in the learning process.
I can assure you the number of boys that teachers come across who are put off the whole educational system because they're having to deal with material that is of not interest to them.
This in turn leads to thousands of boys being punished for misbehaviour or wrongly diagnosed with various attention disorders. School has become a hostile environment for boys, where girls are the focus of educational support, and boys can even be regarded as abusers.
She said boys were being taught such things that, well, essentially men are aggressive, men are warlike, we're violent. The National Union of Teachers now is coming out with, they want into, built into the curriculum that boys mustn't say sexist things against girls, but they didn't balance that with girls also shouldn't be saying sexist things against boys. So it's a one-way push all the time. So again, I was at a conference up in Worcestershire on domestic violence, and a probation officer was stood up in front of everybody and saying that what they want to start pushing now in education was to educate boys that they mustn't be violent towards women. But there was no talk about educating girls not to be violent towards men. So if you translate that into the what's being pushed into boys all the time is that, one, you're not actually as good as girls, because you can read that in the paper, because they're better organised and they're cleverer than you. They get all these O-levels and A-levels and degrees. So you've got the dumbing down bit of that for them. They're then told that they're inherently violent, and now they're going to be told, and all, by the way, you mustn't be sexist against girls. Now, you imagine being in a mixed class as they are these days, and all you've got is this negative stuff coming at you all the time.
Then male teachers are excluded from nursery and primary schools. The method used to do this is the creation of an environment of fear and mistrust of men by casting any man that wants to work with children as a potential paedophile.
Making the sides opposite, both of the acute angles, A and B, will always equal the sum of the squares of the other sides. Any questions?
Well, do you think that there is stigma attached to any man that wants to work with children or expresses an interest in children?
Yeah, well, there's always going to be something like that because of this Ian Huntley thing, and there's always a high profile case on paedophiles and the whole stigma that it's guys fiddling with kids or babies or whatever. So I think yes, it'd be a lot harder. And they're always, there's all these databanks now about crime, and that if a guy goes for a job, well, I think if anyone goes for a job, but more to do with a guy going for a job working with kids, he's going to be scrutinised thoroughly. It's always in the public eye. I mean, I'm not an expert on any of it, but it's almost there every day, in the papers or on the news, paedophiles being found, and it's this, that old man that's sweating all the time kind of guy that's, pictured in it. It's always there.
This is part of a larger effort in society to drive a wedge between men and children and to remove male role models from children's lives.
And it's succeeding magnificently. As a society, child sexual abuse is very high on our radar, and it's actually so rare it has no business being there.
Good evening. Amid the upsurge in both the practice of paedophilia and the arrest of those who practice it.
In the 1950s, a national questionnaire explained exactly what a paedophile was. Each man in Britain was asked if he thought he was one. 92% said yes.
Child sexual abuse by women, of course, is never mentioned.
I'm actually very distressed by what has happened about sexual abuse of children in general. And my main distress is the kind of vilification of men. It's interesting about us as women, because we're quite willing to accept that we are a superior breed and that we do everything right, but quite unwilling to accept that we could do anything quite as horrible as this. Yeah, women who sexually abuse children like to have jobs where they're around children, nursing, teaching, daycare, things like that. You really don't think twice. I mean, most parents don't think twice about leaving their children in care of a woman. They do now think twice about leaving their child in care of a man. Again, I think that that's wrong. But there you are. That's what's happening. So they will find jobs where they can get in contact. It's like an alcoholic in a bar. Yeah. If you can possibly, if you've got an addiction, and this is an addiction, then you will go to some place that you can actually practice your addiction. And any place around kids is a good place.
Hello, Chris.
Dude, you are so in there.
Had I known what I know now about teachers, I'd say that was the one time he was probably right.
There was a study which came out from one of the polytechs that became a university. And the study said, that most men could become sexual abusers. And I spoke out against that on the media very, very strongly because I was furious. Just that's like saying we all have the potential to be murderers. I mean, I suppose we all have the potential to be all kinds of things. You know, I'm raising two sons. What is the message to young men? That you're a danger to your own children? Heaven knows what this is doing for children. Children need to have men and women in their lives